SBS Radio.
Happy Friday and happy week before Christmas. How exciting. Christmas is my favorite time of the year. This will be my last Friday with you guys for the year. We are going on break, the whole team here. So very exciting to have that time off, but very sad to not be chatting with you guys every Friday as well. But we'll be back next year with more stories, more fun, more laughter. Anyway, I want to get straight into it because the first one, there's a lot here that I want to unpack with you guys. So it's that time of year, right? You've got your Christmas parties, you've got events with friends, you've got events with family, and probably like 80% of the time, well, I know like in my case, it's probably 80% of the time, you got a drink in your hand and you're having a couple of drinks and you just want to let your hair down and have fun as the end of the year rolls in. And especially with New Year's Eve coming up, like the majority of the country will have a couple of drinks, right? So we've already had our SBS Christmas party. I didn't drink or anything that night because I was really, really sick. I only went because I already had bought my costume and I literally carried a bag the whole night with tissues, just a tissue box in it because I was that sick. So I left a little early and I went home. But of course, everyone else was having fun and then other workplaces are also having their Christmas parties. So I've got some tips for you for the next morning, that hangover. I want to bust some myths for you that you're probably myths. I think I said that so wrong. I want to bust some myths for you that you're probably doing and you think it's working, but trust me, it's not working. And hopefully this can cure your hangover a lot faster. So let's jump straight into it. So the one that you probably, like when you wake up in the morning, right, you're probably super hungry. I know I'm always, I guess not always. Sometimes I'm super hungry in the morning. And you turn to greasy food and all you want is greasy food. Like I always crave hash browns and people crave like bacon burgers and all that sort of stuff. Or you just want to go to Macca's and get some junk food basically. So let me tell you that when you drink, you lose a lot of nutrients from going to the toilet a lot. And having a heavy breakfast, especially a breakfast high in grease and fat, can trigger indigestion. So it's best to avoid that. And as much as you probably would want to, it is a better option for the morning after to have fruit like a banana or to have some honey on toast. And that will cure your hangover a lot faster than going down to Macca's or ordering Uber Eats. I haven't tried this one because I always just think it's going to work, but apparently it doesn't do anything for you. So there you go. Next myth. The gym. I don't know who goes to the gym when they're hungover. I cannot think of anything worse. I can't think of anything worse on a good day. I go to the gym because it's the right thing to do. But it's not my favorite thing to do, especially when I wake up with a headache. So for anyone who swears going to the gym is a good thing when you're hungover, which please tell me, please let me know if you're one of those people because I do not see how that would work. It is actually doing more harm than good. Your body is super, super dehydrated after a night drinking. So instead of the gym, what if you do really, really want to exercise, go for a brisk walk in the fresh air to get your blood moving, your body moving, and get that circulation going. That is so much better for you than going to the gym and go to the gym later that day. I'm not trying to make you not go. I'm just saying it's not that good for you when you're hungover. Next one, coffee. Now for me, coffee, I went to a music festival last year. I'm going again this year. Every single morning, it was a camping one. It went over 4 days. Every single morning we woke up and we all walked as a little family, a little group down to get some coffee. Now I turn to coffee when I get to work, just pretty much any time of the day. So when you're feeling horrid and you're feeling a bit yuck, it seems like an easy solution. But like I said, your body is super dehydrated and coffee is also not as dehydrating as alcohol, but it is dehydrating for your body. So it's best to avoid coffee altogether and to just drink water because it's not doing any good. It might make you feel a little better, but for your actual body, it's not doing any good. So try to avoid that. And this is the last one I'm going to tell you guys. This is one that I do, and I'm pretty sure everybody does it because it's so, so popular and it's just so easy to do. So when you're finished with your night, it's easy to walk past a kebab shop and then you know how you got kebab shops, and then they've got like pizza, kebabs, chips, chicken. Like, they literally have everything that grease, like every sort of greasy food ever. You go there after your night out and you get a slice of pizza and you walk to the bus stop, or you get in an Uber or whatever you want to do. So that may seem like it is soaking up your alcohol, but it's actually not. And food doesn't actually soak up your alcohol. Like, bread doesn't actually soak up your alcohol. Instead of doing that, it's best to just have a massive meal before you go out, and it will line your stomach a little more, because at the end of the night when you're eating, you've already had your alcohol, so that won't do much, let me tell you. Anyway, that is one, even though if you listen to me or not, they are somewhat of facts, and try them next time, let me know how it goes. Anyway, let's move on. That was a super long story. A teenager from Iowa in the US had his life saved by his phone when he was sinking in his car. Now, people that say technology is ruining lives, I can see why. Of course, we're becoming addicted with self-image and things like that. But at the same time, this 18-year-old boy probably would have been dead if it wasn't for his phone. So the 18-year-old hit a patch of ice and lost control of his car. I think on Tuesday this happened, earlier this week, Tuesday US time. He told the US news service KIMT3 that he thought he was going to die because he couldn't find his phone to call for help. But then, hey, he remembered that he had Siri on his phone. So he said, "Hey Siri, call 911." And following that, firefighters arrived straight away, well, as soon as they could, and found the young man sinking into ice in a river. Amazing. Congratulations, Siri, again for saving lives. I think this is the second story I've done for you guys where Siri has been involved and saved someone's life. So props to you, Siri. Anyway, let's move on. This week's song is Baker Boy's Medigen. Medigen is in his traditional tongue. It means medicine. And for him, medigen is music. And that's why this song was created. So enjoy. Have a very, very Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Stay safe. And I'll see you guys next year. Bye.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.